Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that gives you insights and resources in how to live a more courageous life. We look to assist you on your hero's journey in any way that we can. Truth is our compass, humanity, our tribe. Welcome and let's get started.
Hello, Base Campers. I hope you're all doing well. I've been wanting to do a Firestarter episode and speak with you directly. As you know, the Firestarter format comes in at usually 10 minutes or so, sometimes a bit longer, sometimes a bit shorter. Man, what a holding period we seem to be in right now, huh? People are mad at President Trump for a variety of reasons, Iran, Israel, and whatever else is in their craw. I've been saying this for a long time, and I still think it holds true. There are layers and layers of information that we're not privy to, or rather, we're given the information in a sort of drip, drip, drip fashion. No matter the topic, we the people are not fully informed. We don't know what President Trump and the military white hats know. We don't know what Space Force insiders know about the times we live in. It makes the whole thing a bit murky. And this ambiguity is part and parcel of this narrative war that we all witness and participate in. And I get the frustration. We continue to see election fraud once again, and nobody's been arrested from the Epstein satanic pedophilia blackmail racket. I guess they fooled us, or so it seems. Does President Trump take orders from Netanyahu? He might, or it just may be made to look that way for the time being. I understand the argument, yet something big seems to be lurking under all this, doesn't it? We do not live in ordinary times, not by a long shot. Is America a nation of divine providence, as our mythology suggests? These may well be the years we find out. Let's keep the faith, base campers. Faith in God and Christ, faith in the destiny of our nation, and the left and center will hate this, but faith in Donald Trump to represent us well in whatever challenges we face next. There seems to be a burning question at the center of much of this. Can America and the world enter into a new golden age? It's possible, but can be difficult to imagine, even if for us optimists. Everyone seems to be so beaten down by the relentless blackpilling these days. The corruption and deception of the U.S. corporation, a foreign-owned entity based in D.C., is staggering in its complexity, fraud, and deception. Could Donald Trump dismantle the corporation? He could, but as much as I can see this in a series of jaw-dropping steps, starting perhaps with the dismantling of the unlawful IRS, for almost everyone, this will seem like a pipe dream. And if we can't picture something happening, does this in itself prevent it from happening? Which leaves us with God saving this ragged story in the 11th hour, or perhaps the Galactic Federation, which we have spoken about on a number of occasions, stepping in. With all President Trump's posts about Space Force, this timeline still seems in play to me. What about you? Are you able to hold on to a timeline of our future that has some interesting possibilities? Remember, the globalist Luciferians want to dictate the terms in our minds, so they project lots of fear and deception and hopelessness about humanity. We win when we don't buy what they're selling. With that being said, let's keep our wits about us, base campers. Well, today I sort of emptied the cupboard and I have a whole bunch of quotes and memes and tidbits for you. The first is from Marcus Aurelius, who said, quote, "To offend a strong man, tell him a lie. To offend a weak man, tell him the truth," unquote. And one from Marty Bent, who says, quote, "The government doesn't want you to eat healthy food. They want you fat and unhealthy so they can subsidize big agriculture and food, provide you with a food pyramid that recommends toxic sludge, and create lifetime customers for big pharma," unquote. And one from G Money that's right up my alley. He says, quote, "What the U.S. is supposed to be is a constitutional republic where the rights of the individuals are protected. What we pretend to be is a democracy where the individual is forced to comply with the will of the majority. And what we actually are is a corporation owned by an international banking cabal where the individual has no rights and whose labor is used as collateral in an unlawful pyramid scheme," unquote. And here's one for you education buffs from Joseph Sobrin. He says, quote, "In 100 years, we have gone from teaching Latin and Greek in high school to teaching remedial English in college," unquote. Uh-oh. And this last one from Robbie Starbucks, who says, quote, "No one deserves a medal, a month, flag, or recognition for their sex life. The left won't shut up about sexual preferences. No one cares. Stop forcing it. Keep your sex life to yourself. Normal people don't want to know," unquote. Oh. Well, and here's something to consider, although many of you know this already. In this country, there are 1,500 newspapers, 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations, and 2,400 publishers, owned by only three corporations that are run by the Jews, a.k.a. the globalists, a.k.a. the Marxist communists, same group. Does that statement offend you? Well, let's go back to our original quote today. To offend a strong man, tell him a lie. To offend a weak man, tell him the truth. And here's one from the great American Ralph Waldo Emerson. Do they still study his writing in any of our schools? Probably only Hillsdale College at this point, right? Anyway, Emerson said, quote, America is another name for opportunity. Our whole history appears like a last effort of divine providence on behalf of the human race, unquote. And here's something interesting. Psychologist Stanley Milgram found that 80% of the population does not have the psychological or moral wherewithal to defy authority, no matter how illegitimate the orders and rules may be. Oh, this is bringing up something. They follow the herd. That leaves only 20% of us with critical thinking capabilities. It sounds about right to me in terms of numbers. And this one from the great John McAfee, a true freedom fighter, who says, quote, I've seen a lot of shit that people have not seen. We're being lied to by the government from every corner of the world. The CIA provides information which is deceptive and manipulative. The government provides information which is manipulative and deceptive. So if you ask me, for example, what my position is on anything, how the fuck would I know? Because I don't have any information that is real, end quote. And another one from that illustrates the insanity of the Marxist left from Michael Malice, who says, quote, anyone who claims a child can make an informed decision about gender is minutes away from claiming a child can make an informed decision about sex, unquote. Yep. And this from Trevor Moore, who says, what if, quote, what if governments learn from the MKUltra experiments of the 1950s that trauma allows you to control people? So they purposely orchestrated disastrous events to keep their citizens afraid and dependent on them, unquote. And finally, from the Spirit of Defiant comes the Life Hacks 2026 edition. This has got five life hacks for you. Number one, if Bill Gates is involved, avoid it. Number two, if the government says it's true, it's false. Number three, if the CDC, FDA says it's safe, it's dangerous. Number four, if Congress makes a law to help you, it will eventually hurt you. And finally, number five, if the media agrees, it's a lie. Love it. That is all for today, listeners. We'll be back next week with an interview. Thank you, base campers, and we'll see you around the fire next week.
If you find value in our show and wish to show us some love, we are now making that very easy to do. You simply go to www.basecampformen.com and click on Donate Support Basecamp. You'll find an easy way to make either monthly donations for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate just once. We love the monthly donation and hope to build this up over the coming months, but any show of support is greatly appreciated, honestly. Thank you for your support and for helping to keep Basecamp as a resource on your hero's journey. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Men, good luck in all your endeavors and good luck on your hero's journey. This is Tony Rezac, and you're listening to Basecamp for Men.